Guilt. It's What's for Dinner. Thank you. Thank you. And welcome back to A Fresh Air Inspired Life. I'm your host, Amanda Wise, and it is great to be here. Boy, it's been some time, and I've been thinking about this topic for at least a couple months in a way that I wanted to share it with you, because when it hit me that I was wearing this so thick and I took it off, I felt so much better. I felt so much lighter. I had more energy. And then as I went about my day after that, I realized how many other people, and I would say most people, you are wearing this too. G-U-I-L-T. Guilt. This is such an unnecessary way for us to shame ourselves and keep ourselves small. Yeah, we're just getting right into it today. If you didn't notice, hang on tight, because here we go. I'm coming back swinging. Real talk. I remember when I was a single mom raising my little toddler with special needs in Copper Harbor, which has no daycare. There's a community, but there's not available resources to go drop your kid off. So it was every day and every night and every day and every night I was in charge of a small human. And sometimes I would let him watch videos on YouTube. Sometimes it would be for 2 hours. Sometimes three. Sometimes I would do that a couple times a day. And it wouldn't be very long. Like, look at me. I'm already making excuses. Because I didn't want his brain to develop in a way. And that's part of it. I didn't want his brain to develop in the way where he now needed to be on a screen to feel entertained or to feel whole. Because that is so much what happens today in society, even in our adults. But I was harboring so much guilt for giving my kids screen time once, twice a day. So much guilt that it just made me even heavier. And it just made me even harder on myself about even more things and more exhausted. And I would just end up giving him more screen time because then I needed to take a nap. And it wasn't until probably a couple years ago where I realized how much I was holding on to that. And you know who the only person who was making me feel bad about that was? Me. Now, this translates to you, because the things that you feel guilty about that you don't even know what you are feeling guilty about, most likely you are the only person it matters to. I see people all the time in different jobs that I work, just anywhere, and I have just started saying to people, well, you just said I feel guilty. If you let go of that guilt, you will feel so much lighter. Or sometimes people will say, oh, I feel so bad when. Yeah, let me give you a few key phrases right now that might help you realize that you are doing this to yourself. Do you say things like, well, I just feel so guilty? I mean, that might sound obvious, but listen to yourself saying it. Or, oh, I just feel so bad when. Or, oh, if I do this, then this person can't, blah, blah, blah. Now that is guilt on yourself, where that other person is going to be just fine as long as you tell them why you're doing it. I have realized that you can erase guilt with honesty, okay? So Say I was running late for meeting up with a friend, and I wanted to just pick up this one more thing so I didn't have to do it when I was done hanging out with my friend. But I was like, if I do that, then I'm going to be late and I can't. It'll make my life easier, but I just can't. I'll feel so bad. And then how many times, if you've had a scenario similar to this, do you skip going to do that thing that would make your life easier just so you could, quote, show up on time and you get there and your friend is late? What really just happened there? You made yourself last. You made yourself not matter. You made yourself feel guilty and stressed yourself out. Now you have to go do that later, and your friend wasn't even there. So here's how honesty can erase that and make it right. You text your friend. You call your friend. Hey, if I can pick this up on the way, you know, I'm coming from the south to meet you, then I don't have to go back south of said meeting place, and I can continue my journey home north. Okay, that's going to save me 20 minutes to my day, and it's just on the way. I'm going to be 5 minutes late. Your friend's going to text back, oh, cool, I'm going to be late anyways. And so instead of making yourself a head case about that and thinking that they are going to judge you for being late, whether they're late or not, also, you need to just be honest and say, hey, I'm doing this for myself. I'm going to be 5 minutes late. It's totally up to them whether they're late or not. And it's totally up to them how they think about you. But do you know what? You told them. You didn't sacrifice part of your life and your time just because you thought it would make them feel better. Do you see what I'm saying? There are so many things and ways and times that we put other people first in an unhealthy way where it sacrifices who we are. I want you to take a deep breath with me right now. One more time. Close your eyes if you can. Just relax a little bit. I want you to think about the times, the words that I said that maybe made you realize, oh, I feel guilty about this. What is something you feel guilty about? A couple more breaths while you're thinking. Do you know what that thing is? Or if you can't think of something in yourself, can you see that in someone else that you know always feels guilty? We're going to do a two-part exercise right now. If you can think of a situation for yourself with guilt, great. If you can't, think about it for the other person. Now, I want you to dig a little deeper in your mind and realize who is making you feel guilty about that thing. Who is it? Who is standing over your shoulder? Who is slapping you on the wrist with a ruler? Who is punishing you from doing that thing? Is it really someone else? Okay, if you've already found that it's you, awesome. You can stop right there. If you are thinking it's someone else, I want you to ask yourself, why? Why do I really think it's this person? If you're physically getting punished for something that you did over and over again, then this is a whole different conversation that we need to have, and you need to figure out your relationship with that person. That's about more than guilt. That is about abuse. And don't get me wrong, I can't diagnose that you're being abused right now with just a microphone in my hand. I didn't hear your story. But I'm saying possibly that could lead to a whole other can of worms and why you're feeling so heavy about it. But anyway, let's get back to our original conversation about guilt. If you can realize that it's just you thinking that, or even the person who makes you feel that way, does it really matter what they think? Does their opinion of you in that moment when you are sacrificing yourself, their judgment, their belittling, does it really matter? Or are they just using that to cover up how they feel about themselves? Yes. Please realize that if you are holding on to guilt, you can get rid of that right now. You're wearing it like a lead jacket. Unzip that guilt coat. Yeah, unzip it. Take one arm out of the sleeve. Oh, that feels good. Take the other arm out of the sleeve. Oh, that feels just now. Let it drop on the floor. Boom! Oh, and take another deep breath. Do you feel better now? I sure hope so, because I feel even better. I feel better for you already. That you realized that you could shed that heavy layer. The next time you are triggered with that thought about that subject or another one, you can tell yourself, oh, I don't have to feel guilty about this. I don't have to feel guilty about this. And take off another lead coat. I'm serious. Do you know how many layers of guilt I have released from myself? The last one was just a couple months ago, which made me realize that I needed to tell you about this because it made me feel so much better. Oh my God. And I think, once again, it was about my child and how much I thought I had to help him all the time and do all these things for him. I was released with my wonderful mentor, Zara Mahoon, by the way, who runs an awesome program. I'm going to give her a plug right now because she helped change my life. The Unlimited 365 program, where I learned about the law of attraction every single day for months, totally shifted my view on myself and life in general. I highly recommend her. She's amazing. But she told me that about my kid. She said, he doesn't need you like that anymore. That's all she said in a group coaching call. And I just started crying in front of everyone. And I didn't care because it moved me. She released so much just by saying that. And I love that about her. That she'll just tell you. She'll just tell you. And any good coach is going to just say it like a good friend. Because they don't want you wearing lead coats made of guilt. They want you walking around free to be yourself, my friend. The more you can do that, the better you're going to feel. The more energy you have to live the dreams and see the guidance you're receiving, to feel the miracles around you, and to help others, just to even be kind to others. The better you feel about yourself, the better you can treat others. This is what life is about. So I just want to thank you for listening today. If you have any questions or you have another idea of an emotional pain point you might want to release, just let me know. CopperHarborVitality.com. Contact me. Let's talk about it. Let's figure it out. Let's shed that weight. Till next time, figure out the next thing that you feel guilty about and set yourself free. Ba-ba-da-da-da-da. Ba-ba-da-da-da-da. Ba-ba-da-da-da.